Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican lawmakers are now announcing their plans to impeach Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin following controversy about his recent hospital admission. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana is planning to introduce articles of impeachment against Austin for high crimes and misdemeanors. Austin facing backlash over a lack of transparency when his hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Monday.
The number one thing right now is for him. We want to see him get well and back at the Pentagon.
She told reporters Biden spoke to Austin by phone this past Saturday. A strong winter storm system is bringing dangerous weather to much of the U.S. It dumped snow across the Plains states and into the Midwest on Monday. Today, the storm heads to the East Coast, where it'll bring strong winds to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Gusts 50 to 70 miles per hour or more. Power outages are likely. Americans are being told to expect an election year in 2024, perhaps unlike any they've ever seen or experienced before. First Lady Michelle Obama telling the On Purpose podcast with Jay Shetty recently, she's very concerned about how things could play out. She says, leaders matter.
Who speaks for us? Who holds that bully pulpit? It affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted.
Concerns are raised as the question of whether the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots rose to the level of an insurrection. It is a question now being placed before the U.S. Supreme Court. Initial investigations from the NTSB show the door plug blown out of an Alaska Airlines plane leaving Portland last week slipped out of place. It was meant to be held in place with four bolts, but all of those bolts are missing. They still don't know if they're gone because of the accident or if they were not installed. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The first commercial space mission to the moon has reportedly been cut short. The lunar lander launched this week by Astrobotic Technology would have been the first ever private company equipment to land on the moon, but it experienced a critical malfunction barely a day after launch. The Peregrine spacecraft hit with propulsion issues shortly after launch Monday, keeping the vehicle from charging its batteries and causing a fuel leak. Astrobotic saying they will review and likely try again. Protesters once again calling for President Biden to push for a ceasefire in Gaza.
That's all right.
A group of demonstrators interrupting Biden's remarks in the South Carolina church where nine black worshipers were gunned down by a white supremacist in 2015. Protesters shouted, "Ceasefire now," at the president before they were escorted out. Those in attendance for Biden responded with chants of four more years. At least 21 people are hurt following an apparent gas explosion at a downtown hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. The explosion hit Monday, leaving a big hole in the lower portion of the signature Fort Worth hotel. According to officials with the Fort Worth Fire Department, at least one of the injuries is considered critical, with two people in serious condition. There are reported to be 14 victims still in the hospital. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for joining us and staying with us through this new year. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We got Craig Huey coming up in just a few moments. Of course, he is the founder of Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America. And he joins us now. Hey, Craig, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Very good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Outside, as you can probably tell, I'm dealing with a little bit of a head cold here, but that's okay, you know. I've been dodging bullets for the last couple of years, so, you know, it's...
It's going around, and so we'll be praying for you.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I'm like a human blender for all kinds of remedies right now. I'm doing everything I can to try to keep this under control. But, you know, such is the life as a radio announcer and a personality over the years, and that we've come up with, you know, our own, you know, special, you know, remedies because, you know, hey, look, when you talk for a living, you got to stay, you got to keep the voice, right?
Absolutely. And there's all kinds of nutritional products that I have found has done great that the normal medical establishment ignores and you can't find in a drugstore, but they do some incredible work in building your immune system and help you through something.
Well, and I've been an alternate kind of medicine type person my entire life. So, when you grow up and you have a Mexican mother, I mean, anytime anybody got sick, you went to the backyard and you grabbed a piece of, an herb out of the backyard, and she made tea out of it, and shazam, you know, you're off and rolling again, leaping tall buildings. So that's been part of my life.
There's a book called None of These Diseases that evangelical Christians used to read all the time. Mm-hmm. And none of these diseases basically talked about natural therapies. One pastor, some of your listeners may remember, it was Pastor Chuck Smith and Calvary Chapel movement. And if they saw the movie by Greg Laurie on the Jesus movement, he was the star because he was the pastor that led a revival across America, and he believed in alternative health, natural health. And I was under his teaching, and Bill, I have to tell you, it changed my eating habits, it changed my way of looking at things. And as a business owner who has an advertising agency, I started helping companies that were in that field, so I had to learn and research that whole field so that when these diseases have come about, when COVID came, I was one of the people who said, wait a minute, I'm not taking a test vaccination that hasn't been verified that could have terrible side effects. And so my teaching, based upon my research, was such that I am so glad I am personally vaccine free, and many of my readers and many of the people who have read my books and newsletters wonder why did he take such a strong stand and turn out to be right about this vaccination? And it's because of that understanding of nutrition and alternative health.
Exactly. Well, and also when you're dealing with a government that has already, before COVID anyway, Craig, our government had proved untrustworthy. So if they were untrustworthy, as Blumenthal out of Massachusetts would say, falso in uno, falso in omnibus, how do you translate and have any assurance, from a government that's been lying to you even before COVID? What kind of credibility do you have? And see, this is what's so frustrating for them now, is because they've lost so much credibility, people just aren't paying attention. Because like you, I refuse to take the shot because I approach life holistically. And I did get COVID, 3 years ago, I guess, when it first came out in March of that year. And I monitored it with my doctor to see what was going to happen with my natural immunity. Craig, to this day, remember Dr. Fauci said, natural immunity will only last a couple of months, right? He kind of mocked me. This is Dr. Fauci. They're supposed to know better, right? It's been over 3 years and my natural immunity from COVID is as strong as ever. So maybe I'm a freak anomaly. I don't know, but all I do know, like you do, is you trust the real science, the truth of science, and things that we've learned, the things that the Bible has taught us, and you follow the Word of God, and it works. So I say, look, you got to find out. You find out for yourself. Because what the government has done to us and what it proposes to do to us, this is only the beginning. Until we, the people, can stand up and take this country back. Forget about it. It's not going to be through a political party, Craig. My announcement has been abandon the political parties. The political parties are not going to get you to the promised land, okay?
Right.
What brought us to the promised land is this American idea. Okay, based on Judeo-Christian principles. That's what brought us here. It got bifurcated, and for the sake of power and money, political parties took over, and they've divided us, and so here we've become the ununited states, brought to you by these elitists who were finding out that, all they know to do is plagiarize, cheat, steal, and kill. And we want to follow their lead? Really?
Here's one of the dirty little secrets the establishment doesn't want anybody to know, is that bureaucracy, let's just take the health area, the CDC and the FDA. The FDA and CDC promote an ideology medicine, an ideology health agenda. They pour millions and millions of dollars into propaganda.
Mm-hmm. That's our money. Our money, by the way, Craig. They're pouring our money into this.
Right. And worse, the FDA has killed and had a war on alternative medicine, a war on new drugs, making it experimental drugs so expensive, so outrageously impossible to get through and approve, that only the major corporations, which pour millions and millions of dollars into political campaigns and political parties, they're the ones who are developing products and things that are even available in Asia and Europe that are wonder drugs.
Exactly.
And here in the U.S.
Right. And it's amazing how naturally they're there. Just like with my mother, you go to the backyard, take some clippings off a little branch there, a little bush, and you're all but well. And and you didn't have to pay all these, experimental expenses and research dollars. It's right there growing because God did gave us the trees and the branches for healing, didn't he? You got to go to break. More from Craig after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Craig Huey continues with us. Craig is the author, political commentator, speaker for the Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters. Craig, we were just talking off air about the recent election in Bangladesh. The prime minister there has almost become, she's been reelected so many times. And this will take her, I guess, to 2029. And this is Sheikh Hasina. And swept to a fourth straight term in power. her party winning 75% of the seats in Sunday's general election. So quite a rout there. Not all that surprising, although it was interesting that the United States had, of all people, kind of interesting, the United States was there to observe the election to make sure it was free and fair. Now, there's some, you know, there's some controversy, as there are when a lot of foreign elections, where they've, prohibited the opposition to participate. There's shades of and similarities of things that are happening here in the United States. But anyway, the election takes place. They declare it was free and fair. And the American observers were there in the announcement, and the prime minister made note, said, we had, by all intents and purposes, one of the most free and fair elections ever in our history. And she says, I dare say that it's even better than what you guys did in 2020. In reference to America's election. I thought that was kind of a backhand, a little bit of slap there, and an obvious note that, the Biden administration is not fooling the world. You know, the Democratic Party is not fooling the world. People understand that 2020 was bogus, that America, that light on a shining hill, the moral agency of the world has fallen, Craig, and the cost of our failure was the faux election of Joe Biden, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, the whole world is looking at the United States, who was once the beacon of hope for people to be able to have a republic that protect individual rights and freedom, religious liberty, economic freedom, and as that has been under attack, so has been the democratic principles of an election. And the election of 2000 was so corrupted by private groups such as Zuckerberg with Facebook, and by government states where they made mail-in ballots, they legalized ballot harvesting, they were able to take away security laws of checking IDs and double-checking ballots for validity. And so there was a lot of election interference. Now, the good news, Bill, is that many states have reversed that and stopped that, especially the red states. The blue states have not, and that's the danger. But this whole thing...
It's clear, right, Craig? Craig, I want people to hear exactly what you said. The red states have moved. These are the Republican-controlled states, conservative-controlled states, have moved to sear up and button down the problems that happened in 2020. But the blue states have maintained the course, right?
They have, because it's their way of having their democratic machine be able to dominate the election. Just remember, the Republicans are 15 to 20 years behind in how to run an election. They're run by a consultant class stuck in the past. And the Democrats are using new technology and new ways of being able to mobilize voters, identify voters, create messaging, segment. Part of the Marxist mentality is to separate one group from another. And that's what they do. They come up with a list of people who are pro-abortion, and they identify them. People who want student loans, and they identify them. People who hate Trump, and they identify them. And they put them into different buckets to be able to segment marketing messages to them and then get them out to vote. Well, Republicans don't do that. They have a general message and general advertising, but the Democrats micro-target. And so from a marketing standpoint, what has gone on now for this 2024 election, whoever the Republican nominee is, they have to fight a machine in about that will be critical. The red states are going to go Republican. The blue states are going to go Democrat. What has been identified is about, eight swing states in this upcoming election that really count. Those eight swing states, the Republicans don't have it. The Democrats have added North Carolina as one of those swing states. And with those swing states, that's where the money, the micro-targeting, the getting out the vote, and they will try to do ballot harvesting, even if it's illegal. They will try to do all kinds of things to be able to increase their voter turnout, because, Bill, the sad thing is, their God is government, and politics is their religion, and they're zealous. And if they do something that is immoral, unethical, or illegal, it's justifiable.
Exactly.
And they're willing to do it. And that's why conservatives, Christians, and libertarians, Republicans, in this election, if we're going to save the republic, if we're going to preserve our freedom, if we're going to be able to defend religious liberty, we've got to make sure that we watch those polls with poll watchers to make sure things are honest. We've got to make sure that we get out and mobilize people, including the church, to be able to get Christians out the vote. Most Christians aren't going out and voting. Even the conservatives and Republicans, many will say, it doesn't matter. It's too corrupt. I'm not going to vote. And then create a self-fulfilling prophecy of this.
Well, you thought it didn't matter. You thought it didn't matter, but look at the last 3 years. It mattered a lot. A lot of people are in pain because of Joe Biden and the Democrats controlling the White House. Okay, we're now $34 trillion in debt. And it's all about power and control, as you say, for these zealots. And the thing is that, you know, Christians need to understand. Christians are just one part of it. And as you laid out, Greg, you've been doing this all your life. You're a marketing expert. You know what the strategy is the Democrats have been doing. It's all practical. These are practical executions of marketing strategies. Now, they look at each one of these buckets as an advantage over the Republicans, because the Republicans aren't even showing up. They're not even showing up to bat in these buckets. And then on top of that, they're willing to cheat and to ballot harvest and do things illegally. They're more than willing, because they're zealots. They're not about, you know, free and fair elections. I mean, the pattern is already well established, and this is what we're up against. So, you know,
we have a secret weapon, Bill. We have a secret weapon, and that is that we've got the power of prayer, and we also have the church. And let me just tell you that if the church does not get activated and involved in this election, religious liberty is at stake. Our republic is at stake. Can you imagine 4 more years of this? We will not have a future.
We're done. And the thing is, on top of this, Craig, we look to the church, but the church right now is sick as well.
Yeah.
So
it is.
I mean, you want to pray. We need to pray for the healing of God's church.
Yes. We do. The church has to be vibrant. The pastor has to be involved. The church leadership. We've got to get the people in the church out the boat. You know, here's the sad part. 40% of everybody.
Craig, we're out of time.
Here's a message to attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit LexiconServices.com/go to learn more.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with a trip to the Middle East through the early part of this week, saying one crucial part of his ongoing effort in the region is to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from becoming a wider war.
Use the influence, the relationships with different parties in the region to try to avoid escalation.
Blinken is denouncing calls by some Israeli officials for Palestinian resettlements outside of Gaza. He stressed getting more aid in will also be key. President Biden may have complete confidence in Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but GOP lawmakers are announcing plans to impeach him. It comes as Austin faces backlash for a lack of transparency when his recent hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana plans to introduce articles of impeachment today. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Just to kind of summarize Craig Huey, because we ran out of time here, what he was talking about, started to, and then we got cut off, is that, you know, when it comes to voting, only about 50%, and this has been the tradition for a long time, only about 50% of evangelicals in churches will bother to register to vote. Only 50%. I mean, think about it. I mean, here we are to be change agents. This is it, you know, for God's kingdom to come. And 50% of those that are to be change agents decide to sit on their hands and not participate in the civic duty that it's our responsibility, I believe, humbly, I say to you. So only 50% of the church will actually register the vote. And of that 50 that votes, okay, only 50% of the Christians, the evangelicals who bothered to register in the first place, only about 50% of them will vote. This is how crazy this is. This is how we get to the America that we're dealing with today, is that we're very laissez-faire. We have forgotten that democracy is a participation sport, and seriously, more than a sport. I just say that only because I think you can understand, in terms of participation, that we all must, you know, we're commanded in a sense by the Constitution and covered, because it says we the people. It doesn't say them, the people. It's we. It's our responsibility. The government we have today, like it or not, is because of we the people. Now, we the people stood out on January the 6th. Which we just celebrated, what, the three-year anniversary, going into the fourth year that this has, you know, been going on since January the 6th. And the people did react in accordance to the Constitution, for the most part. Now, there were some people that did break the law and were understanding, and nobody is defending that. What we are defending, though, are core constitutional principles that says you have every right to go to the government for redress. And they went to the government. They didn't come in with bazookas and tanks and a military force. They came in as civilians saying, we got a problem here in River City. And what did they do? You know, the Democrats that are, and Michelle Obama, you know, she's like up at night. She's so concerned about the 2024 elections. Well, wait a minute. Why were you so concerned about what happened in 2020? Just because the outcome, the way it worked out, that satisfied you? So now for a moment, again, you could be proud of America? Really? When, you know, over 60% of Americans say there's something fishy, that this thing was rigged, it's not free, it wasn't fair, there's a problem. You know, we get it here in America, and you're not fooling anybody overseas. Because countries overseas, as we stated in talking about, you know, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh kind of did a little sidebar comment about their free and fair elections there in Bangladesh, saying that it was probably more free and fair than America. Imagine. I mean, what a slap in the face. So we're not fooling anybody, all these leaders. But, you know, the thing is that just like everything in our country, you got to follow the money, right? And he who controls the purse strings, you got to kiss their ring, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, you know, whoever it is, whoever in power, whoever controls the purse strings, their ring is the one that gets kissed, and they're the ones that get elevated and honored. And so Joe Biden, in his feeble state, is elevated and honored because he's got control. Just like what he said in Ukraine when he was vice president, right? Hey, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor, you know, I'm leaving. Looks at his watch, because he's always looking at his watch. Looks at his watch and says, look, I'm leaving here in about 6 hours, so you better make a decision, because you ain't going to get that money if you don't fire that prosecutor. Well, guess what? Son of a gun, he says. They fire the prosecutor. No kidding. Because that's the way power and control works. That's the way government works. That's the way our government works, okay? Whether you're talking something like that, that is a model that is repeated throughout our government. Like, look what happened with COVID. You're going to tell me the money didn't decide a lot of pharmacy options, a lot of health decisions? A lot of money behind that. All these research papers, you know, Dr. Fauci, he knows who to hire with our money to send in a prejudiced report, and it's bogus. The numbers are bogus. See, this is why, you know, in the pursuit of truth, let me tell you, once you are sensitive and you are constantly looking for the truth, you run into a lot of lies, and you see the corruption that's taking place in our government. I mean, we just had, a numbers report, job numbers report, right? Do you realize 11 of the 12, some have said 12 out of 12 every month, but 11 out of the 12, so somewhere between 11 and 12 or 12 out of 12 for the last 12 months, the numbers have all been revised. We're back to the Obama years, if you remember. Whenever we would get numbers with Obama, remember, they always, the following month, they always came kind of almost with an asterisk. They had to revise. And I don't think they ever revised up. They always revise down. And this is the same thing with Joe Biden in the last 12 months. It's like, wait a minute, what is going on here? You know, the system's being rigged to protect Joe Biden. And Joe Biden goes, oh, Bidenomics is working and all this stuff. Well, this is based on bad data. But what can we go on? We have to go on, you know, our lying eyes and say, wait a minute, this is, you know, I'm glad it's working for somebody. You know, for all the people in D.C., government employees, and that seems to be working very fine. But for everyday Americans who pay their salaries, it's a rough hole. It's not working. Okay? And again, just like in the Obama years, what happened? People aren't going to starve. They're going to find a way. So guess what? Part-time jobs have gone up, right? Just like during the Obama years. See, when you follow the truth, you start seeing the reality of what's going on in our government and the amount of manure that's being shoveled on our heads. And guess what? We're just supposed to take it. Kept in the dark, you know, filled with manure, and be happy about it. Because Joe Biden is in charge. And it's a joke. You know that. The world knows it. It's a joke. You know, here we were at one time, the moral standard, the light on a shining hill to the rest of the world. And how do you think the world looks at us? They don't take us seriously because of what's happened and how we, the people, are being misrepresented. That's why I say, look, you got to get out of this political deal. You got to get out of this party thing. It's not about a Republican, about a Democratic Party, independent. It's not about that. You see, when it is, then we're all bifurcated. We're not the United States. This has to be about America. Okay? And that's fine. If you want to identify with the Democratic Party, that's fine. But you cannot allow the party politics to trump, if I can say that, to trump the American idea and American ideals. That's what brings us together. And I'm saying, look, we need diversity. We need the diverse thought to make it better. That's when it is better, when we're more creative and we are a powerful force in that regard. When we welcome everybody under the tent to have this discussion. But if it's only, you know, like with Obama, if it's only Democrats that come to the table because, as he said, well, you know, hey, elections have consequences. You know, Joe Biden says, hey, he welcomes Republicans. I don't see him going out to lunches, you know, and having coffee with, you know, Republicans. It's all about the party. Because there's almost, you see, there's only so much time as president of the United States. So what are you going to spend it on, right? And if it's a party interest, well, that's what takes precedent. But that's what's killing this country. This is what's killing the American dream, is all this party politics. And we got to find a way to let go of this in such a way, again, that we realize here's the exchange that must take place. We must release the party politics for American ideals. It's not about being a Democrat or being a Republican. It's about being American. That is what's most important. And that's what will save this country, God willing, and we'll get this country back on track to where it can work for everybody. And I believe the time is such that we're in that position. We're going to do one of two things. Either it's going to work for the greater good of all concerned, or it's going to continue and be bifurcated and only manage and serve.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the good news, girl. Yes, Samantha Mao joins us now with the viral videos of the week and this new year. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm battling a little bit of a cold, as you can tell here, but that's okay. I guess the up and down crazy weather here in South Florida finally got to me, even though I'm very sensitive about maintaining my immunity, you know, with all kinds of vitamin C and other things. But anyway, it got a hold of me a little bit here, but I'm doing okay. Actually, I feel pretty good. I feel almost as good as Paul Giamatti at In-N-Out, you know. what a great picture. I love this. You know, tell our audience about it. You know, for people on the West Coast, we understand, and I was born and raised in Southern California, so In-N-Out is part of the tradition and legacy of Southern California. Anytime you go there, you've got to go, you know, you got to go to In-N-Out. It's just a great legacy you know, chain that has now spread out to a couple other states as well. But, you know, they bone grind their own meat. Just a great hamburger. Hamburger is what they do. And here's Giamatti. I mean, I guess he blows off all the after parties and decides, heck, man, I'm going to In-N-Out, right?
So I think he still ends up going to the after parties, but this picture has gone viral because he got Paul Giamatti, who just won a Golden Globe. He even took his award.
It's right there on the table. It's right there. Oh my God, how cool! I mean, and he's there with everybody. I mean, there's like all the common folk are there, you know. And right, and they're there with their
special back table or like fancy set up for himself or private area. It was just. As far as Paul Giamatti is concerned, he did not just go to the Golden Globes. It does not matter. He just wanted, you know, to treat himself with an In-N-Out burger. Apparently, it's one of his favorite things, and that's what he wanted before he went and attended the after party. So he went with his partner and his manager and I believe his publicist, and and people are just going wild for this because it's just like you just don't see celebrities kind of acting that down to earth, especially on an award show night. They want to treat themselves. If I want to treat myself, I get like a good brownie or something. And, you know, it's like, it's so relatable that he would go to an In-N-Out burger. So, you know, it kind of makes you want In-N-Out burger yourself. And it kind of like, you know, I don't know what it is about him going to like just a simple fast food restaurant tuxedo and all. That's what makes the city.
Exactly. He's there with a tuxedo. He's got his In-N-Out burger, and I don't know if he had it animal style or not, or whatever he did. And but anyway, the Golden Globe is right there on the table, and it's like, wow, what a sight!
It's just
terrific. So, but you know, congratulations. He got it. He got it for his performance with Holdover, right?
That's right, where he played a really... my husband, I believe, was this... You said Holdover?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I think that was the series, wasn't it? You know, I believe what he wanted for was for the movie Holdover, where he plays a teacher that's... you know, the kids go on vacation, and he's the instructor, and... you know, and he's stuck with one kid, and they go through you know, a life experience.
Oh yeah, I thought it was a different movie that I'd seen recently with him, but yes. So it was a movie where he played a teacher, and you know, he's just eating out in and out like any other teacher. So it was it was a great thing to see. I wonder if more celebrities will follow suit. You know, sometimes you go to these fancy restaurants. I've definitely been to a fancy restaurant and left afterwards and been like, I'm going to get McDonald's. That was...
well, this is the thing now, see, before, you know, Paul Giamatti, you just won a Golden Globe. Where are you going? You know, normally they would say, well, I'm going to Disneyland. Now they're going to say, no, I'm going to In-N-Out. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
That'll be the new tagline. But yeah, it's so terrific, you know, because there he is. He looks like he's, you know, checking his cell phone, the one picture that you're showing here, and checking his phone, maybe responding to, you know, some exes and out there. And the rest of the folk, they're just sitting there, you know, minding their own business, having their own, and I'm sure they probably glimpsed over and saw this golden, you know, orb there, this little statue on the table, and a guy in a tux, and thinking, oh, okay, maybe he's the father of a bride or a prom night or something like that, not knowing that he just won a Golden Globe. This is hysterical. I love it.
You too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, on with the other ones. You've got a hero here of a black cat saving a dog from a coyote attack, huh?
That's right. So, you know, you usually think of cats and dogs as the enemy, but, you know, like, I think that's kind of a rumor sometimes. I think when cats and dogs grow up together, they're buddies. And,
yes.
There's, you know, this is over in Edmond, Oklahoma. I saw this video earlier this week, and it was pretty scary. There's this little dog, Oakley. It's just a little white, fluffy dog in his backyard. I'm not sure why they had the camera, I guess, watching out for, you know, any security risk. And you see a coyote come out off the screen and run up and just get him. He gets him just like that. It's just like snap of a finger, grabs the dog, and the dog rolls. And you can tell the dog's immediately injured. And apparently there's another coyote coming up. This little dog, Oakley, is in great danger. He's about to be taken away. And, you know, his life ended. And out of nowhere comes Binks, the black cat. And that cat was fearless. It, you know, if you've ever seen different videos of cats or been around a cat, those cats will go up against an alligator. They are not, I don't know what it is about cats, they are not scared of anything.
Well, because they're so fast. See, what people don't realize is they're very quick. And that's the advantage they have on most animals, is that you think, well, a coyote and whatever, I mean, they strike so quick. You know, and it's like a boxer with a jab, of course they got claws, you know, on the other end of that deal to let the people know that that they've crossed into the wrong, you know, the wrong space here, that gets their attention really quick. Going, whoa, maybe I need to rethink this, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, I guess, I'm sure they tried out guard cats, because I'm thinking guard cats should be a thing. I'm sure there's a good reason that they're not. Maybe it's just not, like, a typical thing cats could be bred for. But I'm like, I've seen cats take down a whole person, like, jump up. You think a little house cat couldn't do anything like that. But this Binks went for the coyote and, you know, protected this dog. And the dog, already just with that first, like, two-second attack had sustained serious injuries on its chest and on its back. There's blood gushing. They thought they were going to have to amputate its leg. Fortunately, it was safe. It was saved, and, you know, little Oakley's recovering, and I'm sure forever indebted to Binks the cat. I hope
Binks
gets a lot of treats for the rest of his life.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, this next story is Please Save My Baby. That's the title. It's an incredible moment that a hero rescues a toddler and a mom from a sinking car, right?
That's right. So this is over in Birmingham, England. So Storm Hank just happened. And so Liam Stint and his wife, he's a 28-year-old guy, and he's walking with his pregnant wife, and he starts to walk over a bridge. It's a walking bridge. And he sees a woman that, like, this car is sinking into swollen water. It's the little white car sinking into water that's just, it's risen up to the top of the bridge. And he realizes there's a woman and her daughter in there. And he goes and runs to his van, grabs a ratchet strap. And he hooks the car. I don't know how he does it. He hangs off the side of the bridge, you know, because it's a walking bridge and he can reach them. He takes the strap, straps the car to the bridge so they won't sink any further, and he gets his three-year-old out and gives them to his his wife, and then he gets the mother out successfully. It's really, like, if you watch the video of what's happening, it's really it's one of those moments where you're just like, how fast did this happen? You know, she's
exactly
mom and her mom.
That's
daughter.
What you think of exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow, cool.
He said,
how cool
I just acted out of instinct. It's like the instinct of a hero who knows to do stuff like that. But,
really?
You know, like, sometimes the biggest heroes are the most humble guys, and that was Liam today, or that day.
Well, yeah, what a great story. This next one is about a firefighter who pays for a distressed woman's groceries and then launches a mobile pet pantry. How did that happen?
So it all started. Al Stell was behind a woman in the grocery store, and she didn't have enough money to cover her bill. And he hears the woman say, "You know, my cats will eat before I do." And so he decides, without even thinking about it, "I'm going to go ahead and cover this whole bill." But later, he's talking to his wife about it, and you know, they were like, "Maybe there's a need in our area to make sure pets are fed, so that, you know, if people are struggling, they will, like, people love their animals, and sometimes they're going to feed their animals first." And so by helping the animals, it helps the people. And so he named his place after his dog, Bo, and it's called Bo Lends a Paw, and it's a mobile pet, pet needs service. So they'll go around and give different food to different pets all over the place, and all inspired by one chance moment. And I hope that lady's doing well too.
Well, exactly. Wow. Talk about paying it forward and the kindness of your neighbors in your town and what is and what it promotes afterwards. This next story, we're about 20 seconds left. Teenager saved by a faithful dog amidst a New Year's Eve blaze.
That's right. So Nicole Evans received a message when she was out of town that there was a fire, and I guess the dog had run up and, like, nipped her son, and he said, "What's happening?" As soon as he turned around, he realized what was going on, and he got out.
Leave it there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.